local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two. Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price, joined by Chris Bryan here in the studio, as always. We're not gonna keep you talking with some of these top stories long because it's already 5:13. We've got just a couple minutes to kill before our first quick check of the roads and weather. So, Chris, how about you get us started? Just tell us very quickly as you can, condensed, sir. What's going on?
Well, somebody's a little richer today. After purchasing a winning Florida Lottery Fantasy 5 ticket, they did this at the Walmart on 9 Mile and Pine Forest Roads. The winning ticket in the September 2nd drawing is worth, get this one, $106,064.64. The winning numbers, since we don't know who it is as of yet, could be you. So here's your numbers. 16, 21, 23, 24, and 26.
I'm rich.
If I'd have saw those 20 numbers pop up on there, I'd have gone, oh, boy, I'm really screwed on this one. That's four 20 numbers on that one. Pretty good. Not bad. Not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. You know what's funny? Remember the other day how I brought up a texter saying, you know, making the SpongeBob reference to hour number two? Just now, they said it again. This person consistently listens at hour number two.
And we appreciate that.
That's my favorite person. I don't have their name, and I won't leak their number. But just know, you are loved by a random guy in a studio.
You know what I love? I love the smell of fried chicken along 9 Mile Road over at Dodge's. And you're not going to get that anymore. They shut the friggin' place down yesterday.
Are you serious?
Dodge's is closed. They closed it Tuesday morning, and I really did like, man, I used to love going over there. I love their fried chicken. Here's what we know. Let me just let you know what I know, and now you know it. All signage and branding have been basically removed. The parking lot is closed off, and the vendors have pulled their products from the building, the company's home office. They're in Tupelo. We tried to reach them. They refused to comment on it.
Wow.
Would not talk.
No, that's...
It was crickets. Like we had dropped a bomb or something.
That's upsetting because, I mean, I'm not really a Dodge's goer, but, I mean, I'd pass it a lot, and I've been in there. I've shopped there.
Two elements of Dodge's that caught my eye. First of all, the low gas. The second, the fried chicken.
Yeah. The patriotic combo. There you go.
That was it, man. And if you want to find out all the utilities, you know, behind the scenes at utilities, you could go there at lunchtime. Because FPNL was there, ECUA was there, everybody was getting their lunch. All the guys, guys out in the field stopped in and got their lunch there. This is terrible.
That's upsetting. Justin is his name, by the way, the person that keeps
making... Attaboy, Justin, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, the person that with the SpongeBob references. They had said Justin yesterday, but I misunderstood the text. I'm like, who the heck's Justin? So I just ignored it.
Now you know. And now you know.
Right, all right. Thank you, Justin. Anyways, now you know what that gentleman's name is, and you know that Dodge is closed. That's upsetting. All righty, 5:15 here. I wish I could say that we could go on to some good news after the news of Dodge is closing, but I actually can't because we've got to get a quick check of the roads and weather, and so far this afternoon that has not been great. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, so there's a piece at the bright side for you, but outside of that, it's been disastrous on the roads. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, got some problems there. Same with I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, and the intersection of Fairfield Drive and what road is this here? Come on, tell me. My goodness, it's not telling me here. Pace Boulevard. My gosh. All right. Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard. That intersection dealing with some backups as you are traveling westbound on Fairfield passing Pace Boulevard there. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90, the works. As for the weather, it's actually gotten hotter officially, Chris, since we've last spoken on it. It was 78 degrees in Pensacola. Now it's 79. Light rain, of course, has been on and off. Got about a 70% chance of that tonight with a low of 75. Tomorrow, your Thursday, is going to have 80% chances of storms throughout your Thursday from morning to night with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
Aren't you just a whole bunch of good news for us today?
I wish I could be, but goodness gracious, I can't.
Okay. Hey, I want to invite everybody, if you're a sports aficionado, have you tried ESPN yet? I was looking at our
I have.
Of course you did. You're a voice over there. But but I'm just saying, there is a lineup here that is amazing. Of course, we've got the UWF game tomorrow night. 5:45, Will Kennedy hits the air.
Right.
Will's good. So you're going to like that. But get
the voice
this.
Of the Argos.
Yeah, absolutely. On the NFL equation side, over on the ESPN side, Ravens-Chiefs game.
Yes.
That's not enough. Let me kind of tell you what's coming up. On Friday, you got the Packers-Eagles.
In, where is it? Brazil?
I think it.
Or Mexico?
Let's just put it, it's below the southern U.S. border.
It is not in America.
It is below the southern U.S. border.
I'll get confirmation.
Saturday. This is the game of the week for me.
All right. It's Brazil.
Texas-Michigan.
Oh, that's the game of the week probably, but I've got Texas taking that by two possessions.
For me. And then a little bit, that's a 10:30 in the morning kickoff. But later in the afternoon, they've got, you've got Tennessee, NC State. And right. That's not enough for you. On Sunday, Steelers, Falcons.
Woo! Come
Rams,
on, Steelers.
Detroit. And then Monday Night Football has the Jets, San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get our first look at you know who.
Aaron, yes. Aaron. Let's
just watch and see if he trips on the sideline this year.
Well, I will say
for 4 more years.
Oh my goodness! Heaven forbid that happen. I will say if you are not a sports fan, you're in for a rough ride because we're firing on all cylinders here with football now. 5:19. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we got some local headlines for you, including Mayor DC Reeves meeting with leaders at ST Engineering. We got a story on that and more coming up.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the City of Milton Melodrama Theater. Milton never disappoints, especially when we're talking about the wastewater treatment plant, public records, and, well, you know, people bickering. Also, Representative Rudman has proposed doing something to solve the problem of closing off primaries with ghost write-in candidates. And we talked about Mayor Reeves' visit to Barcelona, Spain, American Magic, and the loss of trees at the Pensacola Airport. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, excuse me, 523 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a minute. But before we do, wanted to touch on this for a moment. Mayor D.C. Reeves, he's going to be meeting with leaders at ST Engineering tomorrow, and one item they'll be discussing is the Chilean workers that were recently fired after being brought to the U.S. on work visas, and they'll also be discussing ST Engineering's agreement with the city, which said that the company would hire locally. Reeves says he was recently asked if it would or should be a public meeting, and that he's trying to get information and a positive outcome from ST about the issue, but not every meeting should be in the public eye. He says the city will report the information when they learn more.
I'm not sure if you use an iPhone or not.
I do.
If an iPhone upgrade possibly might be in your immediate future, you might want to tune into Apple's upcoming special streaming event. It happens on Monday at 1 o'clock. Many experts say the event will unveil their new iPhone 16, along with its Pro and Pro Max models. The iPhone 16 expected to have larger screens on its Pro models and new camera features. They're always changing those cameras.
Right.
Look for release date Friday, September 20th.
Excellent.
And what's the date? September 28th. What happens then?
The Travis Kelce Taylor Swift breakup, allegedly. We'll revisit that later. But right now we've got another quick check of the roads and weather. And let's see how miserable the roads will leave us here. If it's anything like earlier, quite very. Looking at the roads, we've got some issues on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some on Brent Lane as well, traveling westbound towards Palafox. And I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox. So anywhere traveling west towards Palafox Street will likely give you some problems. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, has some minor issues as well. Same could be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The last major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. There have been showers on and off, and there will be about a 70% chance of them lingering from tonight into Wednesday, or Thursday, excuse me. Speaking of Thursday, there's an 80% chance of showers throughout with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
Just a big bear of bad news today, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, it has been. We have been as gloomy as the skies.
You feel pretty good about this, don't you?
Yeah, this has been a bumpy hour.
The transition from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway, the transition's backed up. I can see it out the window here. So,
yes.
This is normal 5 o'clock traffic, actually. So this has nothing to do with the streets being slick. But as I say that, the streets are slick.
Absolutely.
Watch your braking distance, especially give yourself a couple of car lengths before and ahead of the car in front of you. You ready for a feel-good story? You want to feel good after you've been blasting all these people with these doggone sad stories.
I would love to, yeah.
Here's a good one for you. Escambia County Fire Rescue successfully rescued a horse that got into some trouble in Cantonment.
Really?
This is good. Go ahead. You can savor this one. Firefighters found Riley, a 1,400-pound horse, lying on its side. It was wedged against a wall and unable to move. They used a sling device. It was a Escambia County Fire Rescue crew doing this. They maneuvered the horse away from the wall, and then the horse, of course, kind of slid on out. After a coordinated effort, Riley had enough room to get free. I say nice job to the Panhandle Equine Rescue, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and a few great local cowboys.
Absolutely. That is a feel-good story. But you know what? I've got another one, Chris.
We're on a roll. Go ahead.
Yeah, you've inspired me.
We're on a roll.
Pine Forest High School is one of just 50 schools across the nation to receive a special $5,000 grant from T-Mobile to support their football program. It's the Friday Night 5G Lights program. The school will receive the money and can use it on new equipment, sports gear, or transportation for games. It means that the school is also in the running for the grand prize, which includes a $100,000 grant, along with equipment upgrades for their weight room, a new scoreboard, and a tailgate party for the team. How about that?
I've got one for you now.
No. All right. I was about to say, are we going to officially be on a streak here?
Go all afternoon. No, I got one for you. No, but I do want to throw this in. You ready for this one? Save money this hurricane season. Time is clicking. Clock is running. You need to pick up these items in case we have a storm. No storm coming, so don't think that I just tuned it in and heard him talking about storms. No, you didn't. There are no storms. Time's quickly fading away for Florida's disaster preparedness tax holiday. The event will end on Friday. Also, you can save money through Saturday with great deals on tool purchases during the tool time tax holiday. Now, there's some ways to save some money.
Absolutely. And this good mood that we're on, this roll that we're on here, gives me just a great desire to kill it. Marco Rubio, he's our Florida senator, of course. He's worried that China is getting access to our cutting-edge chip technology. Senator Rubio yesterday cited a New York Times story that an advanced chip smuggling operation has ties to China's military. He sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to call on the Biden-Harris administration to do more to secure our chip technology. He writes these semiconductors have widespread military application, and they can provide militaries with an edge on the battlefield.
And once again, we'd like to thank Ed Spears, the new city manager of the city of Milton.
Yes.
Had a nice chat with him during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. He's been with the city since 2018. He was one of the instrumental, people orchestrating the stadium, Blue Wahoo Stadium, also putting in Community Maritime Park. He's gone up north a little bit to Milton to really unleash some good ideas. He's a real proactive guy, got a great dog. We talked about his dog. Anyway, it was a great talking to him. Spears takes the reins from interim city manager Randy Jorgensen.
You know what's funny? Somebody texted in, keep it going, I think, regarding our good news. And then I didn't see that before I said, I'm going to kill the good news streak here with Marco Rubio and this China chip stealing scandal. So forgive me, Texter, for that. I did not mean to kill the vibe there. But either way, that was Justin again. So forgive me, Justin. He's been listening, and I just did him dirty. 5:30 here, Fox News break coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, don't forget, the fair is coming October 17th.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Four people are dead in Georgia after a high school shooting east of Atlanta. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in the community of Winder, where several others are injured.
9 injured enough to be hospitalized with gunshot wounds, 30 injured totally. Some of those injured fleeing from the shooting. The shooter, a 14-year-old boy, a student here, is alive. He's in custody. He surrendered immediately.
Investigators say he'll be charged as an adult. On the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris reacting today while speaking to supporters in New Hampshire.
This is just a senseless tragedy on top of so many senseless tragedies.
She called for a crackdown on gun violence. Former President Trump posting on True Social saying, in part, our hearts are with the victims and loved ones. America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's confirmed the 28th death in the U.S. since 2009 stemming from a defective Takata airbag inflator. The issue has prompted the largest ever recall in American history. Over the past decade, more than 100 million vehicles fitted with Takata airbag inflators have been recalled worldwide, including 67 million in the United States. Economists with Goldman Sachs are saying a win by former President Donald Trump this November in the election would take a financial toll on U.S. economic growth. Experts there saying a very slight boost to GDP growth would likely result if VP Kamala Harris wins and Democrats take control of Congress. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow gained 38, the S&P 500 fell by 8, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 52. U.S. oil futures for October under $69.30 a barrel. That's your money now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. This is what Hall of Famer Champ Bailey told me about Pat Surtain II.
I expect him to go to as many Pro Bowls as I did, be a first ballot Hall of Famer, all these things. All he has to do is stay healthy, and that's the only thing that can get in his way, because when he plays, he's the best.
And obviously the Broncos agreed with Champ by giving Pat a four-year extension worth $96 million. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Probably should have turned that up a bit because that's a very mellow intro.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Jerry Rafferty
is
that artist. He used to be with a band called Spooky Tooth.
He also used to be with, what was it, Steeler's Wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old am I?
Listen, all I know is you told me that was on our rack sheet. And when you told me that, I said, I have not heard that song in, 20, 30 years, something like that. Good music, my man.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think I told you before we went live tonight, I'm like, yeah, because I was piecing this song list together. And I'm like, people are going to piece together how old my parents are when I start playing this music. Let's see. Looking at... I was thinking about Jerry Rafferty. I completely forgot where I was. Never thought I'd say those words. You're 5:35. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Looking at the roads here because we're just in time for another quick check.
I thought
of
I was going to have
weather.
To bail you out there.
Yeah. Roads and weather, Austin. Stick with it. It's basically more of the same, though, so I won't hold you up for long. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still backed up. Same with I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Then it's going to be Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also, we have an accident report. This is going to be on, this stupid street name glitch that's happening on our maps here. Fairfield Drive. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards just passing I-110, actually. So we've got a few spots in Pensacola that are giving us trouble. Outside of that, though, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and traveling in the direction of Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees in Pensacola. So we've had light showers on and off. Tonight's low is going to be 75 with about a 70% chance of showers. And tomorrow, those chances are going to linger throughout your Thursday at around 80%. So expect some rain there with Thursday's high being 83 degrees and the low being 73.
This is a sad story. I kind of want to throw in here right now. Not sad, just an update on Nathaniel Lyons Jr. He's the Pine Forest High School football player who was involved in that hit-and-run accident over on Massachusetts and Embers Landing August 25th. Prayers going out to this guy. Wow, what a battle. FHP confirming Jose Lopez Ayala left the scene. He was arrested later, charged with DUI, other multiple counts. And when I put in there multiple counts, it would fill my page. So right. I just thought I'd just shorten it up for you. He also has a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement hold. I'm not sure what that is, what an enforcement hold is. We'll find out about that. Lyons is in the Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital on a ventilator in stable condition. He suffered damaged lungs and was diagnosed with a brain injury in that head-on collision. Prayers out.
Absolutely. And as far as the hold from immigration, I would assume that means that he's maybe been like cited about something to do with like his immigration process as far as if he's here illegally, you know, potentially. But I don't know. I am not part of ICE, so I'm not going to speak on that. But it can't be good. I'll say that much. Pope Francis delivering a warning against religious extremism as he continues his nearly 2-week trip to Southeast Asia and the South Pacific. Much of the focus of his trip is the environment and climate change. However, while in Muslim-majority Indonesia, the 87-year-old pontiff took time to caution political leaders to guard against such extremism, which he said distorted people's religious beliefs through deception and violence.
Yes, and I did talk to Jeff Hunt. Remember we had Jeff on a couple of weeks ago? They were doing that American Magic watch party that was down in Barcelona, Spain. And Jeff tells me a lot of local Pensacola sailors are watching the action in the 37th America's Cup from Barcelona. As cup racing is well underway, locals hope the American Magic is going to bring back two things, the cup and international sailing back to Pensacola. Team American Magic plans to return to their $15 million new Maritime Center of Excellent headquarters at the port. Construction is funded through a series of state grants, including $8.5 million from Triumph Gulf Coast. Jeff's
nice.
A darn good sailor, too. He won't admit it, but Ellen, his wife, will.
He's so humble.
Yeah, Jeff's a real good sailor.
Alrighty, the group Preserve Navarre is working towards its goal of incorporation for the community. They've filed a feasibility study and charter with the Clerk of Court for the Florida House of Representatives. Now, an unofficial straw vote is being planned for October 12th. That's a non-binding vote, which will only serve as an indicator of whether the measure has community support. But the only way to incorporate the town would be to push a bill through the state legislature during a session.
You know, Jeff's a pretty darn good hairstylist as well. He's got a short Allen Balin headhunters. And I say this because when you go into a store, you see pictures on the wall like Barbara Bush and all these Bobby Bowden, all
right.
These people,
big names,
that have had their hair snipped by Jeff. So not only is a great sailor, he also knows how to cut some hair. State of Florida returning more than $39 million in unclaimed property. This all goes to residents. This went out already last month. It's part of nearly $2.5 billion that has been returned since 2017. This is through FloridaTreasuryHunt.gov. Mm. All you have to do is, if you want to see if you've got money up there, just go to that address. Let me give it to you again. Florida, it's FLTreasureHunt.gov. Just go up there, check, and see if you've got any unclaimed property. And who knows? You could be making some, you might already have some money you didn't know about.
Perhaps.
The average claim, about $825, something like that.
Excellent. A military special forces veteran was arrested on child sexual abuse charges while getting off a plane at the Pensacola Airport last weekend. The Walton County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Brendan Souder had groomed and sexually abused a child that he had met through competitive shooting competitions over the course of several years. Deputies had served a search warrant at his home in Walton County days earlier, and they say that evidence was collected that gave probable cause for his arrest. The U.S. Marshals assisted with the arresting process due to Souder's background and firearms training. He now faces charges including lewd and lascivious battery and molestation of a child, having sex with a victim between 16 and 17 years of age, and, of course, child abuse. He's being held in the Escambia County Jail pending extradition back to Walton.
Okay, during this part of the hour, we usually kind of dip in and throw in a little bit of sports
yes.
information for you. I just wanted to go over the top 25 AP. That's out.
Yep, that came out Tuesday.
Yeah, that's out. And let me just run down the top 10 teams for you, if you don't mind. Number one, Georgia. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Texas. Number four, Alabama. Number five, Notre Dame. Number six, Ole Miss. Now, if you go to the coaches poll, flip those.
Mm.
Ole Miss is fifth. Notre Dame is sixth. Oregon, seven. Penn State, eight. Missouri, nine. Michigan, number 10. Where's LSU? Well, it's down there at number 18 in the top 5, 19 in the coaches' poll. Looking for FSU? You're not going to find it.
FSU,
they're nowhere to be found.
Yes, FSU from the preseason poll to this week's poll, which there were no changes between the two. They went from number 10 in the country to not even having a single AP vote. I don't know if there's ever been that steep of a drop between two installments of the AP. I don't know if that's ever happened. But yeah, that is daunting to say the least. 5:45 here. We'll continue with just a few of the hard-hitting sports headlines here after another quick check of the roads. Let's see. We've got some backup still on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But we are seeing some other areas, including Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, starting to break up. The only other major spot right now is going to be Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, coming from the Windhaven Beach area, heading in the direction of Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees still here in Pensacola, low of 75 tonight with about a 70% chance of showers. Tomorrow, those chances are going to be up to 80 throughout your Thursday with a high of 83 and a low of 73. Now, carrying on with some of these sports headlines here, wanted to mention this since we were talking about football. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin going to be in the starting lineup for the team's season opener against the Arizona Cardinals.
Was he the gentleman that had the event happen? Like a Monday night football game or so?
I'll answer your question. Hamlin hasn't started a game since he suffered cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game in January of last year. Head coach Sean McDermott made the announcement on Wednesday and said that he's extremely proud and full of gratitude to watch Hamlin go through what he's gone through and where he is now. The game between the Bills and the Cardinals takes place on Sunday in Buffalo.
All right, Pensacola pulled out the big bets Tuesday night with a decisive win over Birmingham. It was 5-1, first game of the six-game series. Game 2, 7 o'clock tonight, about an hour and 15 minutes from right now. Wahoos return home next Tuesday, facing the Montgomery Biscuits.
Mm, excellent. Also here in golf, PGA Tour and LIV golfers, that's L-I-V, golfers are set to face off against each other. PGA stars Rory McIlroy and world number one Scottie Scheffler will take on golf stars from LIV, Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. It'll take place in Las Vegas in mid-December. McElroy said he's thrilled to partner with Scotty, and the event is designed to energize fans. Yeah, because there was a big controversy with some of these prominent golfers going to live, going in that direction.
Sure was. PGA thought that they had, kind of abandoned them. Yeah, a lot of money involved. It's all about money. It's totally all about money. Speaking of things like this, if you're looking for those FSU free football tickets, we don't have them today. Thought I'd tell you that.
Thanks for the buildup. No,
yeah, exactly. The next game, FSU's taking on Memphis, and that's that is what is that, like September 14th or so?
Yes.
That week of September 14th, we will have FSU football tickets for you.
Right, and or at least we should.
I just thought you could put that in your phone and put an alarm on it, and right, then it'll go off.
Well, and that's the thing. Much needed bye week for Florida State, and that's not even being mean to them. There clearly needs to be an overhaul of some of the issues that they're having there.
What do you see in terms of the overall scheme with Mike? Is he going to make drastic changes? What's going to happen at the QB position? You're a sports guy. What's up?
Well, that's the thing. That's the problem with Florida State. I think I mentioned it yesterday. There is such a large discussion to have, and no one's talking about it. It's either people just making fun of Florida State over other things, or it's people that are just saying blow everything up, and you know they just don't want to talk about it. Man, it would be a complete identity change for this team, and that's why I've just kind of succumbed to the idea of, well, Florida State's just not a very good team, because you can't have this one bye week, for example. You can't have Florida State. We're going to throw in a QB. We're going to, change the O-line this way, the D-line that way. We're going to teach our receivers to catch again. I mean, we're talking about head-to-toe a redesign. That's why I don't really buy the whole criticism of Mike Norvell or DJ Uiagalelei. It's like, guys, this is not a one- or two-person issue. This is the whole team that's just a disaster right now. This goes beyond just one little bye week, but hopefully they can make at least some changes.
Do you think the self-confidence issue has really kind of eluded DJ now? Do you think he's totally just shot in terms of confidence?
I got to tell you, I've seen people picking apart his play and saying that he doesn't look very confident, but also I've noticed it myself. I don't know if it's a confidence issue or a passion issue, but when he comes out, he looks like he doesn't want to be there. Like, have you noticed that?
Well, ask Clemson and Oregon State.
Like, typically you'll see these players and they've got a look of like authority, and they've got a confident stance to them in the backfield, and they're ready to take the snap, yada yada yada. They're jumpy, or they're eager. They look enthusiastic. DJ, he stands there the way I'm standing in front of this mic. He just kind of just there, and he'll just kind of clap his hands a couple times, take the snap, and then let's throw it down the field for 6 yards, and oh, it's dropped by Morlock. Okay, it's like, well, back to the huddle. It's like he doesn't seem very confident. He doesn't seem very loud, very vibrant on the field. I don't know. His heart just may not be in it.
And if you think Memphis is a pushover, you better think again.
Memphis has been one of the most consistent programs at the Group of Five level. Mike Norvell deserves some praise for that. That was his previous gig. So, this is a big game for sure. And, if Florida State loses that one, I don't know what game they're going to win, perhaps outside of Charleston Southern. 550 here. We'll take one last.
They are playing the Florida Gators, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, Charles Barkley said it years ago, and he got in some trouble for it. But it's when Florida State and Florida were both not very good.
Right.
He described it as two ugly girls fighting. Now, that's perhaps a sexist way to put it. But we'll just say two ugly people fighting.
That's safer.
Yeah, that's how FSU
and
Florida.
By the way, it was Austin Price that just said that.
No, I was quoting Charles Barkley. And Austin Price is the guy who changed it.
All right.
But, yeah, nonetheless, going to be an ugly matchup at this rate between Florida and Florida State. 550 here. We'll take a quick break when we return.
You did a nice job bailing yourself out.
We'll hit a final stretch for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust will be hosting their Open House and Community Day on Saturday, September 7th. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel on September 5th to learn more about Open House and all of the fun activities happening on the site that day. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Right. Oh, wow. Elton John's on the screen right now. And it's talking about a recovery.
And he's got hair.
Well, that's the thing. They're talking about a recovery here, so I hope Elton John's all right. We'll see what that's about. Forgive me, Chris. I had your mic turned off. I don't know how I made that mistake. Go ahead.
I think they're talking about maybe his residency in Vegas.
It mentioned something about a slow recovery, so I don't know what that's about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But either way, coincidentally, I played two Elton John songs this evening because I love his music.
Oh, how dare you.
Anyway, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour number two. Luckily, so happy to say this. This is why hour number two may be the best hour. Because you really start to see that traffic start to die down as people are concluding their drives home. Let's see. We still have some minor backups on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be just east of I-110. There was an accident report there earlier causing some minor backups. But outside of that, in Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees in Pensacola. It's been light rain on and off. And there are some chances of about 70% tonight with a low of 75. But tomorrow, it's going to be an 80% chance of rain throughout your Thursday with a high of 83 and a low of 70.
Okay, 5:55, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan. Austin Price is we're here hanging out with you as we move along. Okay, here's a question for you. Talking about the weather situation. Let me kind of make it in target a little bit more direct for you. Talking about hurricane situation. One thing to know this afternoon, forecasters saying the tropical disturbance, we've been monitoring this thing for, it seems like weeks now. It's headed for the Western Caribbean, finally. And then what's going to happen here is, if you remember back, June, I guess it was in June, the Invest storms that were down in the Western Caribbean, enter the Western Caribbean, they head over the Yucatan, get into the Bay of Campeche, hit the Gulf, and then cruise into Mexico.
Right.
Expect this storm to do this. But what we're doing, we're seeing a lot of the rain bands. This is why it's so important not to ever go for that target of the cone of, targeting community.
Right.
Don't believe it. And why I say that, because the bands are so spread out in terms of things like, here's a question. What is the one sound, if you're in a hurricane, okay, and you're in the community of the hurricane, what is the one sound that is indigenous to hurricane conditions?
I know for tornadoes, it's a train.
Ready for this one?
What?
The generators at nighttime.
Oh.
In the neighborhoods. You never forget that sound.
No, that is true.
No, that's true. You know the sound of the generators, man. People cranking it up. And also, when a storm passes, it's not so much the storm, it's the aftermath of the storm that gets you.
Right.
The inconvenience, if you will. No power and stuff like that. And if you're just joining us right now, no storm's coming. So that's just, if you just popped in here and you hear about what we're talking about, is the sound of those electric generators, those portable generators that people use to, you know, keep certain items in the house going, air conditioner, refrigerator, computers, things like that. But you never forget that sound of the generators.
No, absolutely not. Well, let's see. We also never forget the sounds of Wall Street, of course, because we try to give our hourly updates on that, or at least I attempt to. Wall Street's closing with stocks mixed. This comes after a sell-off on Tuesday to start the new month. Investors are prepared for more volatility this month, with some getting ready for a pullback of 5% or more. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 38 points to 4,974. The S&P 500 fell 8 points to 5,520. And the NASDAQ dropped 52 points to 17,084.
Okay, thanks about maybe you're going to buy a house or maybe you're going to sell your house. Let me give you those important mortgage rate numbers. They're out today. 30-year rate standing at 6.35. By the way, this is Freddie Mac's numbers. Borrowing cost of the 15-year fixed rate mortgage. This is really popular with homeowners seeking to refi their home, you know, lower the rate, whatever you want to do, rate falling to 5.51%.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $740 million. Nobody matched all six numbers in last night's drawing for $680 million. So the grand prize in the nationwide lottery will roll over to Friday's drawing and will be worth an estimated $740 million with a cash option of about $360 million. It's the seventh largest jackpot in the history of the game. Two tickets sold in Michigan and Kansas matched five of the six numbers and are worth $1 million each.
And maybe you can tell me this. Did Bands on the Beach go off last night?
It ended prematurely from what I understand.
Okay.
Because we did have rainfall, and that's funny. We've referenced her a couple times. We have a lovely lady in promotions named Morgan, and
we saw her yesterday.
Yes. Getting ready for Bands. And she asked me, or she was going to ask me, hey, I'm looking at the weather radar app, you know, do you see anything that I'm going to need to be prepared for? And I looked at the app and I'm like, yeah, you may have a little bit of rain coming your way, and it got rained out. So
nice.
Yeah, so really I was really wrong. There's a reason I'm not a meteorologist.
Okay, so we shenanigans, did they make the stage?
I believe they did make the stage, but I think they had to wrap up early.
Okay, music continues on Santa Rosa Island. Bands on the Beach, let me set you up for next Tuesday. It is Class X. They do a lot of classic rock here. They'll be on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. You kick it off at 7 o'clock. It's a night of classic rock. Bring your blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and glass at home.
Yes, very much so. We can't stress that part enough. Don't want to step in anything that's going to hurt you disgust you. Yeah, well, I'm talking about glass, mainly. But don't step on a dog either. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
And they do movies starting September, I think it's 20th. They have the movies out there on the same stage.
Yeah, very
outdoor
nice.
Outdoor movies. Get this. Absolutely free.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.